Good evening, everyone. This is Troika St. Germain. Thank you for tuning in. I got to listen to Ron's show tonight, or most of it. That was really great. And I'm gonna take off where he left off in some ways. And he was mentioning about the creation lightship and Jesus's teachings and all, and I want you all to know that Saint Germain's teachings, and those of you that go on the lightship, you know that he's there, and you've gone into his violet flame room many times, and that his teachings are very, very much the same. Well, they're exactly the same. He just has a different expression. The uniqueness, you know, of the individuals is how they relate or how they explain things. They explain, like Jesus and Saint Germain and Ron and me, not that we're necessarily the same as Jesus and Saint Germain, although ultimately we are. You know, we just have our own personality way of explaining things, and sometimes one person's explanation is more resonant or is clearer to understand than someone else's. So that's why there are, you know, many masters, and they're all teaching exactly the same thing, but just a little bit of a different expression to say it. And because Saint Germain talks about the same things that Ron talked about tonight, about getting into your heart, staying in your heart, running all of your decisions and all of your choices through the heart, how it feels in the heart as opposed to the head, and to bring, you know, when you're experiencing, when you want to experience your own divinity, you know, that's where you find it, in your heart. And also, he talks about the way to ascend, which in our English vernacular of the third dimension, the word ascend to us means to rise up. And so a lot of people interpret ascension as getting out of their body and floating up into the higher dimensions. And of course, that is the total opposite of what ascension really is. What ascension means is that you ascend or raise your vibration and frequency. And the way that you do that is, like Ron was talking about, bringing all of yourself into your body. And by all of yourself, I mean also bringing in your higher self and your more divine aspects that are on the higher realms. You bring those, you bring that down into your body, and you become a living embodiment of your higher self. When you do that, you are an ascended being. We'll talk a little bit later about how to do that and how to get into your heart. And anyway, and then Saint Germain's main gift to all of us is the knowledge of how to use the violet flame, and that is a way that all of us can start diminishing and eliminating emotional blocks and traumas and all. And you know, when you go on to the creation lightship, Saint Germain is there with the violet flame, and you pass through it as part of your healing process. And anyone through the beginning of time, including Jesus and all, has had to go through the violet flame in order to ascend or to, you know, turn into light and be the ascended being. And it's always been a secret that was only revealed to people such as Jesus at the last minute or the last few weeks or whatever, but a very short amount of time as their final completion, and they had to kind of do things the hard way and without the assistance of the violet flame. But Saint Germain's gift to us for this time period is the knowledge of the violet flame, that we can start using it and avail ourselves to it before we're really ready as a preparation to get us ready, because he's very determined that we all make it this lifetime and not have to, you know, recycle back into reincarnation, and who knows what's going to happen totally with the planet at this point. And he wants us all to be able to ascend. And by ascending, we mean descending your higher self into your physical body. So the violet flame is very good for that. And the last couple of times that I've done my show, I've kind of hurried through the violet flame because I try to save it for the end of the show and I don't allow enough time. And I remember not last week, but the week before, I was saying it real fast like this just to get it done. So this time, I'm going to definitely leave enough time to say it slowly so that you can all visualize it and feel it as it's coming in. But let's see, what else? I've got my little notes here. Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I want to tell you about the really strange day I had today. And what I observed by the strangeness of it, and by strange, I mean it was very it was dramatic, not in a drama queen sort of way, but it was, I had events that really got my attention because they were kind of big events, and they were just coming like one right after another very strongly. And what I noticed is it was total duality. I would have something really great happen, followed immediately by something really, what I would judge, if I were going to judge something, as you know, awful. And then something really great would happen, and then something really kind of strange, you know. And that, and so at first I'm going, well, this is kind of odd. Why is this happening? And then finally I saw the pattern, and I saw what was really going on. And I realized that it was a day of tremendous duality, and what the duality was the past, the three-dimensional past, people and events and circumstances of my life and my, you know, circle of friends and family and all, that are kind of in the past and are still locked into 3D mentality, that they were just rising up and doing really strange things. And and then the other side of the duality was people and circumstances that were very fifth dimensional coming into my life and with incredible harmony and flow. And it was literally day and night. And so to me, this shows and is indicative of the time period now where we really are choosing if we're going to stay in a 3D type of mentality, or if we're going to, or we can go into that fifth. And a lot of the choice, well, the choice is totally yours. But one of the ways that you can really enhance your choice and move further into the fifth dimensional, higher frequencies and flow and harmony, is how you view and how you respond to these third dimensional negative sort of things. And my day started off actually with one of the negative things. I turned on my computer and I read this email from someone who one would kind of think, because of his persona and what he's putting out into the universe, that he's, you know, this great light being and you know, this wonderful person, but he's really kind of not there yet. You can tell that by his actions. And he was just, he sent me this venomous email, just ugly and nasty and just saying horrible things. And, you know, and it kind of, reading it, especially when I don't feel that I really deserved it, was sort of like a kick in the stomach, you know, good old punch in the solar plex. with, you know, that emotional thing when someone says something really awful about you. And at that point, of course, I had a choice. Was I going to respond to it and try to justify or deny or change his mind or whatever of what he was saying? And in other words, bring myself back down to his level and deal with him on a point-by-point thing? Or I chose to just ignore it and just dismiss it, because I could write probably 1,000 emails to this person. I could call him on the phone. I could state my point of view and the circumstances as from my perspective until I'm blue in the face, and he does not have the eyes to see or the ears to hear. He's caught up in his own delusion and his own paranoia and, you know, a very negative sort of third-dimensional way of looking at things. So I chose to totally ignore it. Why give energy and time to a very negative third-dimensional point of view? So I just moved on, and then boom, something really fabulous happened. And I went, whoa, that's really cool. You know, so it was that way. You know, tend to the necessities of third-dimensional problems or circumstances if you have to, but do them efficiently, without emotion, without buying into it. You know, just handle it very detached is the way to deal with that. And then when something really wonderful happens, that you see the flow of the universe and the harmony, and you see things being the way you want them to be, you know, give your energy and your emotion and your blessing and your gratitude and your thankfulness to that. And that's one way that will help you to shift into the higher frequencies and the higher vibrations. So that was kind of today, you know. And the two things that were problematic were people of my past. This man that I spoke of, you know, I decided about 6 months ago that I really did not feel comfortable with him or feel any residency with him anymore, and I didn't want to continue any type of association. Of course, my way of dealing about it is just to let it go, and his way of dealing with it was to get very ugly. So again, two different ways of dealing with things, and I'm not saying that I'm better than him in any way or judging him. I'm just pointing out the different choices that we make and how that changes our lives and controls who we are and sets up karma or negative feelings or not, just as a way of example. Some of the good things that happened is I've been wanting to do some construction work on my house, oh gee, for about a year now. And they came over and they started today. And the part that was just the special part, the fifth dimensional flow and harmony, is the contractor that I hired, you know, and was on the waiting list for a year ago, his name is Steve, and, you know, and he's a very integrity, well-balanced, really great guy. And he brought over his helper today, and his helper looks almost exactly like Saint Germain. I just took one look at him and I went, oh, this is going to be interesting. And it's not Saint Germain, but, you know, it's kind of interesting the way he looks. And then we started talking about things, and he's talking about vibration and frequency and all of the, you know, further proof that he's really the right one to be here and, you know, and in the flow. And we had to move a few trees, and other people up here, other contractors, their way of doing is, just cut the tree down, it's just a tree. Well, to me, anything that's alive and living is alive and living and should be treated with great respect. And I don't like, you know, murdering trees is the way I look at it. So I was really happy to find out that these two guys kind of agreed with me, and they said, well, you know, we can transplant them, you know, they have to come out here because they're too close to the house and we need to, you know, extend this wall and this and that, so, you know, they have to go. But he goes, I can bring my backhoe over and I can dig it down deep enough to get their roots and we can go move those trees somewhere else. I went, really? You'll do that? I was so happy. So we transplanted about 30 trees, and I got to move them to a place where I wanted to plant trees to begin with and stuff. So that was just a great, you know, confirmation of flow. And then this woman who I had made contact with during the WESAC festival in May, she lost my information on how to contact me. I lost her information. Just 2 days ago, I was thinking about her and the services that she provides that I want to avail myself to. And she calls me. And she said that she had lost my information. But the way that she found me, and this just really made me laugh because I thought, oh, this is really funny. She wasn't looking for me at the time, but she did want to get a hold of me. But she was looking for something else today. And she put into Google images of ascended masters. And she said, my picture came up. Not St. Germain's picture, my picture. And I was the first thing that came up with that search. And I said, oh, so Google thinks I'm an ascended master. I go, okay, that's great, you know, from Google's lips to the lightship's ears, as they would say. So, you know, that was just wonderful synchronicity that we got to talk and connect and, you know. So there's some messages. There's some questions here. Why is it that my body keeps looking all over for my spirit to be there 100%? Many blessings. Thanks for destiny clearing. Oh, that's for Ron. How can we stay in our hearts in layman terms? I'm going to do that. Are you saying that we can use the violet flame to rid ourselves of emotional blocks? Yes, 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 Nancy, we can. So, first, I'm going to give you a real simple explanation of how to get into your heart. You know, Ron talks about that, and other people talk about it, and I talk about it, but to some people, they don't really know exactly what we mean or how to do it. So for those of you that already do, please forgive the explanation, but there's many people I know that need to understand how to do that. So let's see, how do I explain it? Okay, when you just kind of sit and close your eyes, because when you close your eyes, you don't have all the mind, the eye candy and the eye, you know, the distortion of things in your environment vying for your information, for your attention. And when you close your eyes, you can really feel more centered and really get more into you and into yourself. So close your eyes and just kind of relax and feel what you feel inside of yourself, how you feel, and just, you know, and most of the time people are in their head, they're in their brain. So if you just observe where your attention is, you will most likely feel something similar to a ball of energy right from the tip of your nose up to the top of the crown of your head. Like there's a big sphere of there. That's where your focus is, that's where your energy is at the moment, and that's how most people live their entire life, is in that space. They're thinking in that space, they're trying to make decisions in that space. That is not where you want to be. That's in your head, and the head, and that information that comes from there is distorted and it's manipulated and it's very third dimensional. So the way you shift down into your heart, or how you know that they're in there, this is a few little tricks that will help you learn how to go down there and how to see and how to recognize when you're in your heart. So with your eyes continuing to be closed, even though your eyes are closed, and you pretend like you're looking into your body from your eyeballs, that your eyeballs are turned around and looking into your body. And right now, with your thoughts in your head, your eyes would be looking up into your brain. Then just follow that, have your eyes start up there in the brain and feel that energy ball in your brain, and then mentally just direct, or with intention, direct that ball to come sliding down to your mouth area and down your throat, and have your closed eyes imagine that they're looking at this, and they're focusing, watching this energy ball come down, and bring it down, through your throat and through your chest, and then when it reaches the sternum, the heart chakra, a lot of people focus on the heart chakra. I personally, and it works better for me, you'll have to experiment, find out if you like being in the heart chakra, or just now shift that ball of energy and your eyes down to your actual physical heart, which will be, to the left of center. You should now feel that ball of energy in your heart, and your eyes are kind of, even though closed, are looking down and by the into your heart center. And by directing your eyes, that's sort of a help to feel that energy go down, and to show your intention that that's where you want your energy to be. And if you feel it now, in your heart center, you'll feel the difference of how you feel as an individual, and in your centeredness, the difference between when it was up in when the energy and your attention was up in your head, and with it now being in your heart. And just keep practicing doing that and focusing in on the heart center and having your energy and your attention be there. And when you're in the heart center, then that's when you ask your internal guidance, your higher self, and what questions you want. That's where you see how things feel. That's where you would receive the energy of Jesus and Saint Germain and Kuan Yin and the various masters. And keep practicing focusing there until it becomes just second nature to you. And it would be perfect to always have your attention in your heart and focusing in there and running everything in your life, all decisions, all questions, all feelings through the heart and not through your mind or your third dimensional brain. You'll never go wrong when you see what your heart tells you. So hopefully that will help people learn how to stay in their heart. And then the other thing that I want to talk about and give you some clues on is how to bring your higher self into your body. And again, it's real easy. It just takes practice, and it takes repetition, to bring it in. And your higher self, resides a little bit above your head, what they call the soul center, which is about between 8 and 12 inches above your head, and it's an energy field, and that's your authentic self. That's who you really, that's your higher self, your fifth dimensional self. And so again, you would focus up, focus your attention up into that area, and you start a conversation with your higher self, and you ask your higher self to come into your body. You have to ask, and you have to be willing to receive your higher self and to become a living embodiment of your higher self, which is what ascended masters are. They are living embodiments of their higher self. And, you know, it's kind of a gradual thing. There'll be times when you'll just feel so incredibly empowered that you are your higher self, and then, you know, it'll subside a little and you bring it back, and it's sort of an ebb and flow type of dance that goes on. But the more you invite your higher self to come in, and the more you envision it coming in and filling you, and you know, you'll have a feeling and a sensation, and it's very subtle, but you yourself will know the difference. You'll feel that shift within you, and nobody can tell you if you've really done it or not, because from someone, from a friend's perspective looking at you, you're still going to look the same, but you'll know that you feel different, that you now think different, you feel less emotional, you feel more clear and more centered and more secure with that, you know, in who you are, and you'll make better choices in your life, and you'll feel much more empowered. And you just keep bringing, you know, your higher self in more and more and more. And some people find it easier to focus in on the higher self and bringing it in by either giving their higher self a name different than your own name, so that you can feel the third dimensional aspect of yourself and you can feel the higher dimensional aspect and call it by name. If you're a male, give it a male name, and if you're a female, give it a female name, and talk to it that way. Or some people like to see it as an energy field and give it a color, or you'll see a color. And then you can recognize it by that color coming in. But mainly it's going to be an energy. The seeing it as a color and giving it a name are just third dimensional tools that will make that easier, you know, for you. And then one thing that was asked to Ron at the end, and he said that he didn't really know because his focus was more on healing, as the question was asked, is, are there ascended masters here on the planet right now? That's something that I do know about. Yes, there are some. It's a yes and a no answer. I don't know of any that are here 100% in their totality, because the third dimension will not allow that frequency and that high vibration to be held here. We cannot. That's why their ascended masters are on a higher plane and a higher frequency and vibration. They technically are here, but we cannot see them, and they cannot sustain in the density of the third dimension without degrading their frequency and vibration. But I know that Saint Germain has 14 embodiments that people that are living on the planet right now third dimensionally that are an aspect of him. They're a small fragment or piece of his energy, and there's 14 of them on the planet right now. And what they are doing is each one of them is is doing work for Saint Germain, or Saint Germain is working through them on different projects or different things, and none of the 14 are doing the same thing. It's all kind of coordinated that they bring through various projects that, you know, that Saint Germain is working on, and none of them are 100% ascended. If they were, they could not be here. So they do all have what you would call third-dimensional frailties in order to keep them here. But, and some of them are conscious of who they are in relation to the ship to Saint Germain, and that they are, you know, aspects or fragments of them, and some of them are not aware of that yet. However, they are still doing what Saint Germain wants them to do, sort of a, you know, some inner guidance. So if that helps any of you, that's a little something to know about. And there's besides Saint Germain, there's other ascended masters that have aspects of themselves here. So there is interdimensional help, you know, coming to us from all different avenues and in all different ways. And all of you, in my opinion, have an ascended self already. We're multidimensional beings, and we all reside in different embodiments on the different dimensions. So by embodying them and inviting those aspects of yourself to come into the third dimension, and you have to invite them. They cannot just come in. You know, we have free will, and this dimension is set up very differently than the other dimensions, that we have to call for the help from this dimension. And so they can't just say, well, gosh, I'm going to jump in there. You know, Susie's really struggling to grow, and I'm just going to jump in and do it for her. They can't do that. And even though it's you, from our perspective, it seems like there is a separation, or it's an another, you know, that is on the other side there. But it is you. It's already you, but yet from the third dimension, you have to make the call. You have to make the request. So all you have to do is call, and they'll be there. So let's do the violet flame, and we'll do it with a little bit more time and a little bit more energy and focus than I've been doing in the last couple of weeks. And then if there's still time afterwards, you know, write to me on the BBS board, on the fast track board, you know, questions that you have, if you're able to, or call in. Where's the call-in numbers? The call-in numbers, if you're in the United States, is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, your toll-free number is 888-815-9756. You know, you can call in with questions, or you can post them on the fast chat. And when we're through with the violet flame invocation and meditation, I'll be happy to answer those questions for you. So, I don't know who all's listening. I don't know who knows this meditation or not. So I will explain it from the beginning. And you can download a Word doc of this invocation, complete, and it even includes little illustrations of the four steps to it, by going to ascensionstgermain.com and download it. When you download it, for some reason, it's in a smaller format, and if you print it out, it's only going to take up about a quarter of a 8.5 by 11. When you're in Word, just go ahead and pull the little corner down to make it full size, and then print it, because it's designed to fit an 8.5 by 11. So you just have to make it bigger, and it will print that way. So the four steps to this, and again, Saint Germain always emphasizes that that once you know the steps, and they're very easy, that the words are not so important, is how you say it. You don't have to memorize a lot of little rhymy decrees and invocations and be concerned about what you say. Your intent and what's in your heart is much more important than how you express it. Your higher self and the higher beings know exactly what's in your heart and what's in your mind and what you're attempting to do. So they know that from your feeling and from your vibration and from what your intention is. So it's better to spend the time and energy really feeling and having the desire to do these four steps and know what, do them chronologically and do that rather than the words you use to say it. You can just use your own language and just from what's in your heart. The words that I use for this are just kind of examples and how to do the steps in the correct order. And they're a lot flowery than Saint Germain wrote these words. If you want to use them, I'm sure they're fine, but you don't have to go through the attempts of memorizing them. Just say what's in your heart at the time. That's much more important. So the first step is to bring the violet flame into your body. You can bring it in through the crown of your head. You can bring it in from the soles of your feet. You can bring it in through your heart. You can bring it in through, all three directions or whatever. It doesn't matter how you want to visualize it or how you want to create this. You just bring it in. On the illustration, I have it coming in through the crown chakra. So when you bring it in, you bring the violet flame into your body and you ask it then to expand into every molecule and every aspect of your body. Some people like to list everything, bring it into every cell, every molecule, my nerves, my muscles, my bones, my blood, my lymph, my, skin, my this, my that. Some people like to do that. That's fine. Some people like to do it a lot easier and just say, come into my, entire body. That's fine. It doesn't matter. Again, this is your personal preference of how you're going to do it. The main thing is that you are asking for the violet flame to come into your body and you envision it or intend for it to be completely everywhere in your body. That's step one. Step two is to still keep it within your body, but to bring it out to surround your entire body, all your other bodies, your entire aura. So you want it to, you'll end up sitting in like a huge egg shape of violet flame while it's still inside of you, is the visual that you get, because you want to include your emotional body, your mental body, and your spiritual body, as well as the physical body. And then, this isn't really a step, but it's something that is a good catch-all to include in your asking for transmutation and things, is to ask for it to happen on all dimensions and on all levels and through all time and space, past, present, and future. That way you cover all your other existences and your simultaneous existences, because sometimes, what one aspect of yourself does has an overlay and an overplay on this embodiment that we have right now. So you're not always aware of where a source for a problem came from, which existence, which planet, which star system, a past life, a future life, because time is simultaneous. You're living your future life as we speak now, too. So by doing that, you're violet flaming every part of yourself, and it has an effect on every place. So that really is part of step three. Step three is to, you ask for the clearing and for the transmutation of anything that's negative in you or any blockages that you have, again, on all dimensions, on all levels, through all time and space, and the different emotional, physical, mental bodies. Now, what transmutation means, for those that aren't quite aware of what the true meaning of that word is when you transmute something, you don't just take it away or erase it or get rid of it. You actually turn a negative into a positive. And this is spiritual alchemy. And the metaphor is turning lead into gold, or turning base metals into gold, or turning negativity into positiveness, or turning the dark to the light, or whatever metaphor you want to use for it. But that's what it is. It's the ultimate alchemy of turning from a human into a divine human. And that's what we all want to do. That's what ascension is. So that step three is asking for the transmutation to take place. Then that's step three. Then the last step, step four, is telling or asking that negativity that's in process of being transmuted, you have to ask it or direct it into what you want it to be turned into. Again, the lead into gold. So the way that I have this one written is because it's a general kind of thing, I ask for the transmutation to be turned to turn into the golden light, which is the color of the Christ consciousness energy, because that's where we're going ascension-wise. We are becoming Christed beings, or reclaiming ourselves as Christ beings. So it makes perfect sense to call in the Christed energy. But you can call in you can call in that, or you can call in a bunch of things. You can use qualities like, I want, please transmute all negativity into peace, love, and harmony, or into abundance and prosperity, or into, whatever it is you want to bring into your life, whatever you want to fill yourself with. And then those that know about the colors and the colored rays and their attributes, you can call in various colors. Like the pink light is the unconditional love. The golden light is the Christ consciousness. The violet light, which is different than the violet flame. There's the violet flame, which is the action of, it's the tool that does the transmutation. But then there's also violet light, and that's the light of the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, and it's spiritual awareness and understanding and liberation from the human existence into the higher existences, and freedom, and it's all the attributes of the seventh ray. So you can bring in that. You can bring in the blue light, which is Archangel Michael's and Mother Mary's colors, and the darker blue that's Archangel Michael's is that spiritual warrior energy and protection. It's a good color to bring in to keep negativity from re-attacking you. The electricity went off. I'm sorry. You'll be able to hear these on the archives in a couple of days, so you can listen to Ron's show on the archives and mine, and then you'll hear the time that you missed. Anyway, the Archangel Michael blue light is a little bit lighter than cobalt, but it's that really vivid, strong blue. And then Mother Mary's blue is that very pale, peaceful. If you ever go into a Catholic church, she's always got the pale blue veil on. That's her frequency color, and it's very soothing and calm and peaceful and stuff. So, and you can layer the colors. You can bring in as many colors as you want, and just remember Jawbreakers when you were a kid, how you opened them up and they were just different rings and rings of color. You can do that. Just layer the colors around you. So those are the four steps. Bring the violet flame into your body, step one. Bring it out and around all your other bodies is step two. Step three is to ask for the transmutation. And step four, the final step, is to turn the negative energy that's being transmuted through the violet flame into the attributes that you want. So let's do that. And I'm going to say the words slower this time than I usually do. And I'm going to pause in between each of the four steps so that you can really, you know, feel it come in and really call it in, you know, yourself as I'm saying the words. Follow along with the words and really visualize this, because I want everyone to really understand this and really know how to do it. And if you do it, Saint Germain suggests that people do it at least twice a day, in the morning when they first get up and in the evening before they go to bed, to really, you know, transmute yourself. And it will change your karma and change your life circumstances really fast and in a very safe way. It's just you and your higher self and the violet flame, which is divine flame of transmutation. And my explanation takes so much longer than the actual doing it. Once you get these four steps down, you can do it in 30 seconds. So I'm going to start now. So just everyone just kind of center yourself and take one or two breaths in and out. Always, when you're doing centering breaths, always breathe in through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And that is a cleansing breath that, you know, helps eliminate the tension of the day and the mind chatter that we all hear in our brain, and, you know, gets you really relaxed and centered. And then I have three different salutations for God or the divine source. You know, I pick three so people will get the idea that it's not exactly how you call it in. Whatever words that you use for yourself to designate, you know, the higher source, or, you know, the light, if you want to say creation lightship, if you want to say, you know, Saint Germain, if you want to say the mighty I Am presence, if you want to say, you know, universal source, whatever your terminology is, that's what you would start with. So don't feel that you have to use my terminology. It's just an example. Okay, here we go. Mighty I Am presence, beloved God, my heavenly source, please make manifest in me now the sacred violet flame of transmutation. Bring the violet flame into every cell, molecule, and atom of my body, filling me totally and completely. Blessed violet flame, blaze into my heart and expand out and around all of my bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, surrounding my entire being with your divine grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Transmute all karma, negative thoughts, actions, deeds, and energy that I have ever created at any time, in all dimensions, on all levels, in all bodies, through all time and space, past, present, and future, for all eternity. Transmute anything and everything that stands in my way of embodying the ascended Christ being that I am. Beloved violet flame, turn all that has been transmuted into the golden light of God, the Christ consciousness the light of God that never fails. Send this golden light to me now, filling and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance, raising my vibration and frequency to the highest level possible for me at this time. So be it, and so it is. Thank you, God. Amen. So I was watching, out of the corner of my eye, I was watching my little radio show timer here, and even doing that slow, it was only 2 minutes. So it's not hard to do. It's very easy to fit into your life. I mean, for 2 minutes, it's really ultimate help and assistance for all of us now. And another thing that you can do with this, with the violet, well, you can use the violet flame 1,000 different ways, probably more than 1,000. It's only limited by our imagination. But another way to do this, to give assistance to the planet and to everyone in a very detached sort of way, but very strong and helpful way, is to do those 4 steps with the planet. And when I do that, I envision myself as being a really large energy or person in space, and that I'm looking at the planet from a distance, so the planet is maybe sits in the palm of my hand. It's, you know, kind of easy to see it that way, and then to see the violet flame going around it. So you would ask again, you know, your whatever your terminology is for the all that is, or the, you know, the one source of energy, to bring the violet, to make the violet flame manifest around the planet, in through the planet, and around the planet. So you now have the Earth in this big, huge ball of violet flame. And then you ask that, and this, with this, there's a slight little difference. Because we're in a situation of free will here, we have to be respectful of other people's free will and their desire to change or not change. Lots of people enjoy being a jerk. They're not ready to let go of their negativity quite yet. But there's always like a little piece that they might be be willing to let go of. So you have to ask when you're saying, instead of saying transmute anything and everything that's standing in the way of the planet's, you know, ascension, just use the terminology transmute anything and everything that is now willing to be transmuted. That way you're respecting everyone's free will, but you're giving the energy and the request to help assist everything that's ready to be transmuted. And, you know, and see all of the little gooky stuff being being burnt up or transmuted, and then you just ask that be, that which is being transmuted be turned into, and you fill it in. What I always do for the planet first is I bring in the pink energy, the pink light of unconditional love, because we all really need that. And then I bring in, you know, other colors, and then I seal the planet with the gold, with Christ consciousness. And that's a great service to do to help all of us. And I've got 30 seconds. So I want to remind everyone to go to my website, ascensionstgermain.com. There's a link to it on my BBS page, and you can download this invocation. And if you go to if you do ascensionstjermain.com/radio.html, that will take you to the secret page where there's a discount for some of Saint Germain's products from to all the listeners of this station. And I will see you next week. And in the meantime, violet blessings to you all. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.